Petitions with 1,000 signatures will be delivered to the City Council on Thursday. Petitioners are demanding the city put its nearly $70 million surface water improvement project on hold. City Councilors plan to spend the money to improve the Bridge Creek water system that delivers half of our groundwater. Former Bend Mayor Alan Bruckner supports the petition effort.
We feel they haven't totally investigated alternatives that would be much less expensive. We feel the consultants report two things about it. One is it's flawed in some of the basic assumptions they use as far as inflation and increases in water use. And second thing, and very important, is consultant, not an impartial student of the situation, because they stand to potentially make millions of dollars by being the engineer on this project.
The petitions ask city councilors to put the water project on hold and investigate more options before going forward. The defense has rested in the Stephen Blaylock murder trial one day after it started. The jury is expected to begin deliberations on Wednesday. The defense called 13 witnesses, but Stephen himself did not take the stand. Blaylock claims he killed his wife, Lori, last October in self-defense. The search for a Bend assistant city manager is going back to square one. City manager Eric King has decided he didn't like any of the five finalists up for the job, including former Deschutes County Administrator Dave Canner. City officials interviewed three retired government workers from Oregon and California who could fill the position on an interim basis. Justin Finestone is the communications manager for the City of Bend.
With all the projects the city has on its plate and all the work that needs to be done, it's critical that we fill that role now. And so Eric feels that the interim method is going to be the best for the city at this point.
The city hopes to name an interim assistant city manager by the end of the week. They will then start the national search for a permanent replacement again. Deschutes County Commissioner Alan Unger knows he has some competition for his seat. The Democrat plans to run for re-election again in 2012. But two Republican candidates, Phil Henderson, who is in the construction industry, and Bend City Councilor Tom Green, plan to run against him. Unger says he's ready to debate the issues facing Deschutes County.
And yes, this has gotten me off my butt and moving, and I got to get busy doing my campaign work.
The primary for the commission seat will be held in May of 2012, with the general election to be held in November. St. Charles Medical Center is a nonprofit hospital, and no one is turned away because of an inability to pay. But keeping the hospital functioning takes a huge effort on the part of many people. And the St. Charles Foundation was created to help the St. Charles family of hospitals continue to function and provide excellent care for all patients.
The place the foundation plays is really some of those pieces that enhance that patient experience. For example, we recently have funded a toy cart, something that seems very simple. When we have children who have extended stays in our pediatric unit, it's boring. So this is a cart that literally has toys by age-appropriate levels. Something very, very simple, but at the end of the day makes that experience for that child or the child's siblings better.
Lisa Doby with the St. Charles Foundation says part of their function is to find money through donations and reimbursements to keep the hospital going. This Friday at the River House, the foundation is holding a black tie Saints Gala to support the St. Charles family of hospitals. You can get more information about the gala and other ways to help by contacting the St. Charles Foundation. And high-flying dunks and dazzling ball-handling tricks, that is what's in store at a Sisters Rotary fundraiser on Wednesday night. The Harlem Ambassadors basketball team will be at Sisters High to take on community leaders and teachers in the school district. Spokesman Craig May says the fundraiser will help many programs the Rotary supports.
You know, it's going to support our third-grade swim program, which Sisters Rotary has made it possible for every third grader in the city of Sisters to learn how to swim. We also have a first grade first book program where we ensure that every first grader gets a first book of their choosing.
May says the game will be a mixture of a little serious basketball and plenty of comedy. The Ambassadors team is comprised of both men and women players, most played at the college level. Tickets are available at the door at Sisters High and many businesses in Sisters. The doors will open at 6:20. And today is Election Day, but here in Central Oregon, only in the Culver area. Jefferson County Clerk Kathy Marston says there is only one item on the ballot, a $14.5 million general obligation bond to fund some repairs and improvements for the Culver School District. Marston says so far she's gotten about 50% of the ballots back. You must turn your ballot in by 8 p.m. tonight. Postmarks do not count. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.